T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Nathan Roberts at our top local story. Unemployment, the numbers just out for our state keep climbing. All of it, of course, tied to the coronavirus shutdown.
Over 2,300,000 people statewide, 15.5% of California's workforce without work.
The Great Recession, the unemployment rate hovered around 10%, and this 15.5%, this is shocking.
Loyola Marymount econ professor Song Won Son speaking with KNX, and he tells us that federal stimulus kept California from full-on financial disaster.
The initial round of was designed to prevent the economy from slipping into a depression. We've accomplished that. The next round is really trying to boost economic activity.
When will people get back to work? Just one of the big unknown questions. And after that, exactly how eager will people be to go out and about? Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meantime, the head of the Employment Development Department has faced some tough questioning from state lawmakers over the agency's seeming inability to help millions of Californians struggling to make ends meet. One assemblyman told EDD Director Sharon Hilliard constituents have complained that they cannot get through to the agency on the phone.
There's an incredible perception throughout California that EDD's work is not just way too slow, but in their interactions with your staff, there's not a sense of urgency. There's a sense of tremendous bureaucracy.
Hilliard says they are working around the clock to help.
I share your frustration totally. As a longtime employee of EDD, to be in this situation is just devastating for all of us. We are working 7 days a week. We will be out working all weekend. We'll be working Memorial Day.
Californians have filed 5.1 million claims for unemployment insurance benefits. And actress Lori Loughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Giannulli, have now pleaded guilty in the college bribery scandal. But the federal judge in Boston hasn't decided if he'll accept that deal, the one they made with prosecutors. Loyola Marymount University law professor Lori Levinson says it works in Loughlin's favor, though, that the prosecutors did cut a deal with her.
She really has to hope that the judge agrees, because the judge is thinking not just whether it's fair to her, but whether it sends the right kind of message to other people who might think that they can buy their kids' way into college.
Under the deal, Loughlin would spend 2 months in prison, while Giannulli would serve 5 months under this, under this plea deal. The judge has scheduled their sentencing hearings for late August, but has not said when he will decide whether to accept the deal. Loughlin and Giannulli paid $500,000 to get their two daughters into USC. Neither of them still enrolled there. They were among, of course, dozens of wealthy parents, coaches, and others charged last year in the college bribery scheme. State lawmakers are holding hearings on Governor Newsom's plans to tackle the state's budget deficit, estimated at more than $50 billion. Former Governor Gray Davis is on a panel that's advising current Governor Newsom, and Davis says the tough choices are ahead, especially on possible tax hikes, but he says there is a silver lining.
With all the problems facing Governor Newsom and the legislature, we have to be grateful for our blessings, and the governor has about $20 billion of money, either in reserve or rainy day funds, that he can apply to that $54 billion. I didn't have that. I wish I did.
He believes the federal government has an obligation to help out California during its financial crisis, and he says we have been a donor state for the feds over the past 20 years, getting back far less than we contribute to Washington, D.C. Officials in Orange County anxiously awaiting word from Sacramento on whether their plan to reopen some businesses shut down by the coronavirus. County CEO Frank Kim says they'd like to get that clearance as soon as this weekend.
Obviously, we are hopeful that they do it as soon as possible, which is why we rushed to get the application into the state. And we're very excited for that because overall, I think our numbers in Orange County look very good. Our residents have been exceptionally responsible in abiding by all of the state and local orders.
Orange County officials say in spite of a jump in reported infections and deaths on Thursday, overall the trend is now going in the right direction, and they think the county has met the state's guidelines to ease its business reopening rules. That includes allowing people to shop inside of stores, maybe even to eat in dining areas of restaurants. Remember those days.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.